This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
You know, I'm a Democrat. I'm a very proud Democrat, and I have a progressive radio talk show and have had that progressive radio talk show for 31 years. But I'm more than willing to support a Republican who's more qualified than the Democratic opponent in any particular race in my hometown of Tucson, Arizona, or any place that I would have an opportunity to make a choice between the two. I make a choice between Republican Beth Ford and her opponent. I support Beth Ford. She's been a great treasurer of Pima County. She's running again for a final 4 years after five terms, 20 years, as a Pima County treasurer. Let's find out why she wants another 4 years. Here is Beth Ford, Pima County treasurer. Beth, welcome.
Hi. Thank you, John. It's great to be here with you this afternoon.
One four-year term. Why stay? You've been there 20 years. You've done a great job. People say you're one of the best treasurers we've ever had and one of the best in Arizona history. So why four more?
Well, I knew there was going to be a void in the assessor's office. And then F.A.N. Rodriguez decided to retire, and I thought it would be very bad for Pima County to have a new recorder, new treasurer, and a new assessor. Those three offices are very interrelated, and I know I can provide the leadership to our new people that are coming in.
People say, well, wait a minute, you're a CPA, and you are, but you became a CPA after you became treasurer, correct?
No, that's not correct.
No, okay, it's not correct. See, that's the first mistake I've ever made. I'm shocked here. Lord, really?
Yeah.
Got to write that down. First mistake. Okay.
First time.
You were a CPA when you ran, right?
Correct.
All right. Let's talk about other qualifications you brought from the very beginning to the treasurer's office and what you've accomplished since the very first time.
Well, bringing that financial expertise has been invaluable. When I took over that office 20 years ago, my predecessor had been in office for 32 years, and the job had just really grown past them. They weren't using any automation. Everything was being done by hand. They were having audit exceptions the whole nine yards. It was pretty ugly, plus a Y2K bug, for those of us that are old enough to remember what that was. And we ended up using technology, my financial expertise, to straighten out that office. We've automated 90% of our tax payments. We've been able to reduce staff down from 46 to 25. I've been able to return more than $5 million in unused budget capacity to the taxpayers over that time period, which is more than twice of what my budget is.
You also had, 40 employees? You have 20 now or something in that neighborhood, right?
We started out with 46. We're down to 25. And we've been able to accomplish that through automation and also increasing the skill level of the employees that we do have.
You know, another thing, too, is I think, and I was mistaken about this, I thought, well, wait a minute, she may have something to do with the amount of money I owe for my property taxes as well as collected. You don't. You don't have anything to do with the amount. You only have to do with the payment, correct?
That's correct. That's totally correct. And, in fact, now I'm getting calls from people that have been negatively impacted by COVID, asking for some sort of relief on their property taxes, which I firmly believe that they should get. But that has to come through the legislature. Our offices are run according to Arizona revised statutes, and there's no provision in the law right now for me to be able to provide anybody any kind of relief due to COVID. I can't reduce their interest. I can't waive it. I can't delay their due date. That's got to come from the legislature. The county treasurers, tried to get some relief for taxpayers prior to when they adjourned this session, but it'll take something happening, hopefully, to help these people out in the next legislative session.
We know mortgage companies give forbearance and give people a chance to go 6 months without a payment or maybe even a year or more. We have obviously attended to our paying less money now than they did before, perhaps even forgiven some rent payments just to get people through these difficult times. And you're right, although the treasurers of Pima County and other counties across the state can't do anything about it, you certainly have to hear about it. And that's a real problem for a great many people.
Yes, it has been. And it's challenging. I mean, when your taxes are delinquent, you're paying 16% interest. And we've got people whose businesses had to close down because the government told them they had to. They shouldn't be being penalized like that because now they can't afford to pay their taxes because they have no income.
Give me a couple of minutes and tell people why they ought to vote for Beth Ford one more time for Pima County Treasurer.
Because I have the experience and the professional financial background to continue to run that office efficiently and effectively and to provide the top level of service to our taxpayers in Pima County and its 98 different political subdivisions. The Treasurer's Office also serves as the bank for all of our political subdivisions. We have $3.5 billion that flows through that office. It really needs somebody with the experience, the understanding of the statutes, to be able to run the office effectively.
So, Beth Ford, I support you for another 4 years as Pima County Treasurer. You've been a great treasurer. You'll be a great treasurer for four more years. Thanks for your great service to Pima County. And thanks for being on our show. We'll talk one more time before we wrap this thing up on November 3rd. But I appreciate your service to all of us. Appreciate you being on the show, Beth. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and I appreciate your support.
Thank you. I'm Beth Ford, Pima County Treasurer, Republican. I support her. I hope you do, too.